Chapter 10. Waiting in Fog. Chapter 10 takes place at the Bayside Marina after the storm has passed, but the crisis has not. Peter and Thomas are still missing, and the people who love them are left waiting for news that does not come. The Coast Guard returns without finding the boys. Paul and Jim have searched the shoreline and nearby coves, but their efforts have produced no answers. Then, the growing darkness and thick fog settle over the harbour, making further searching impossible until morning. The chapter's central struggle is the inability to act. Everyone has reached the limit of what he can presently do. The known facts are few. The boys are missing. Their boat has not been found. A severe storm passed through the area. The search has thus far been unsuccessful. Beyond those facts, people begin forming different conclusions. Some imagine the worst. Others hold hopeful possibilities. Some try to reassure themselves and others. The circumstances remain the same, but each person's emotions and responses are shaped by what he or she currently believes. The fog becomes an important image in the chapter and foreshadows other adventures in future books. Even so, it does not create danger, fear, or uncertainty. It makes visible the fact no one can see far enough to know what lies ahead. Pastor Theodore's counsel brings the chapter into focus. He does not deny the seriousness of the situation or pretend that waiting is easy. He acknowledges that the fog has made further searching impossible, and there is little more anyone can do until daylight. His words confront the painful reality that there are times when responsible action has been taken, yet the outcome remains beyond human control. The title, Waiting in Fog, therefore continues the book's central concern with perception. The people at the marina are not only responding to the facts they possess, they are responding to the meanings, fears, hopes, and imagined conclusions they are attaching to those facts. The chapter invites the reader to consider what happens within the heart when answers are unavailable, action is no longer possible, and the way forward cannot be seen. Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging deeper. 1. Think about a season when you were forced to wait for answers that you desperately wanted. What made waiting so difficult? Looking back, what did that season reveal about what you believed you needed before you could experience peace? 2. Can you identify a time when a feared possibility gradually became, in your mind, an established fact? What persuaded you that possibility was true before you actually knew it? 3. Can you identify a time in your life that felt like you were walking through fog? What conclusions were you tempted to draw because you could not see what God was doing? Looking back, did any of your conclusions prove to be incomplete or untrue? 4. Pastor Theodore reminds the group that the situation is now in God's hands, yet few find comfort in those words. Have you ever known something was biblically true while finding it difficult to rest in that truth? Island Insights. Having a heavenly perspective means recognizing that our inability to see does not limit what God sees nor alter what is true. When answers are withheld, our minds often rush to fill the darkness and fog with feared outcomes, hopeful explanations, and conclusions that may have little basis in fact. God invites us to hold our assumptions humbly, distinguish what we actually know from what we have imagined, and bring the unanswered spaces before Him rather than allowing them to govern us. Waiting does not create what is in the heart, it reveals it. When every avenue for gaining certainty has been exhausted, what we truly trust naturally rises to the surface. We must remember that God's plan cannot be thwarted. As Job confessed, "I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted." Job 42:2. The fog may conceal the path ahead, but it does not hide it from the one who sees the whole story and remains present in every part. Sometimes we are able to see God more clearly in the fog than in the clearing.